Retropod is sponsored by T. Rowe Price. Are you looking to learn a thing or two about getting your finances in order, saving, and investing? Check out The Confident Wallet, a personal finance podcast series by T. Rowe Price and the Washington Post Brand Studio. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. With the holiday season upon us, we're taking a little break. So for the next few days, we're replaying some of our favorite episodes from 2018. We'll be back after the new year with more fascinating and fun discoveries from the past. Happy holidays. Now, on with the show. A century ago, not long after the United States entered World War I, the Salvation Army deployed hundreds of volunteers to France to soothe and bolster American troops. The men were homesick. They were hungry. They wanted a slice of apple pie. But that, of course, was impossible. The many indignities of war include this undeniable one. A foxhole is a terrible place to bake. So, the Salvation Army volunteers improvised, and they came up with a treat that has become integral to the American junk food diet. The donut. In the theater of war, there are no bakeries. There are definitely not any deep fryers. So the volunteers fried up dough in soldiers' helmets. Then they added the most important ingredient, a dusting of powdered sugar. The result was delicious. Those volunteers, mostly women, came to be known as donut lasses. And their donuts were so popular that when the war was over and the troops finally came home, the government produced a guide to help veterans open donut shops. These days, Americans devour millions, maybe billions of donuts a year. They even have their own holiday, National Donut Day. You might think of National Donut Day as a time to get free donuts. I certainly did before learning all this history, but it actually started as a way to remember the sacrifices of World War I veterans and the Salvation Army volunteers who comforted them. But the reason donuts are so popular today isn't just because of their role in winning the war. It's also because of the Great Depression. When the economic downturn hit, the donut industry worried they might be in trouble, so they made a strategic decision. The industry aligned itself with Hollywood and the glamour of movie stars. Frank Capra put donuts in his movies. There's a scene in the film It Happened One Night where Clark Gable teaches donut etiquette. Shirley Temple appeared in a short film called Dora's Dunking Donuts. And you know what? It worked. Donuts survived the Great Depression. Their nutritional value may be questionable, but their patriotic value is as certain as the round hole at their center. When you eat a donut, you're eating a piece of American history. The history of American soldiers fighting for what's right, fueled by what would become the country's favorite pastry. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to food historian John T. Edge and his book, Donuts, An American Passion. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit WashingtonPost.com/retropod.